KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. Franklin Injury Attorney. Text line if you want to get involved in any of our conversations or on the YouTube or on the Twitch. Guys, you know what we're going to start out with today?
I don't.
Cut number four. We are, of course, starting with the undefeated Dallas Stars.
Thomas Harley gets it into the corner. Marchman has it. Wrist shot. Score! He's got a pair. They said Marchman, a sneaky wrister, past Wedgwood. And it's 4-1 Dallas.
I love the sneaky wrister. He just said that. I think that's a cool phrase to say.
I don't know why, but the way you said it felt more.
I think
it felt sexualized.
I think whenever
it did. I'm sorry.
Whenever hockey
players Victory Plus, it wouldn't download for me during the show yesterday.
Are you on
why
the Wi-Fi?
Why didn't you download
here?
It at home?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You went home yesterday.
I forgot the Stars were on Victory Plus until we did a highlight thing.
Okay. By the way, want to remind you guys: brand new episode of Spits and Suds is out with Mike Hyka.
Oh,
if
fantastic.
If you want to check that out, where you get any of your favorite podcasts. Now, let's talk about the Stars, and here's what I know is going to happen. I'm just going to try to get it out of the way. The Stars play tonight against the Washington Capitals, Frank Provenzano's own team, old team. I hope they win. I really do.
Pivotal.
No, it's pivotal to nothing.
Yeah, it is.
This is not a tie-break game.
You can demoralize the Capitals if you play them in the finals.
How are the Capitals doing this year, Kevin?
Or the final, right?
It's that's just
the
right. Final. You cannot say finals.
It's one game.
Or people. No, it's not one game, but it's just the final.
Currently, the Stars have 8 points. The Capitals have 2 points. You lose tonight, the Capitals have 4 points, and the Stars are still at eight. So, like, you want more points than them.
To be fair, the Capitals have also only played two games, which
three.
Is weird. Oh, did they?
Yeah, they're at 2-1 right now, Kevin.
Oh.
So they've lost.
Then don't they have 4 points?
No, man, it just says two right here. Don't you want to beat teams that have losses? You don't want to be a team that lost to a team that has loss?
Remember, you can demoralize them. Last year, Edmonton started off 0-42, I think, to start the year, and then they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
And they were just fine.
So, hold on. Let me, in the words of Jerry Jones.
I hope they win.
In the words of Jerry Jones, what's your point? What's your point? I love, man, that's a good line, right?
So what?
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, I love the what's your point line. I'm going to start using that
more. And then
more.
As I think that Sean was trying to get to his point, he said two words. He said, so what?
But yeah, so hold on.
What's
the point of beating the Capitals tonight, Kevin?
All right, well, I want the Stars to, of course, beat the Capitals for the reasons that you said in terms of continuing to stack up points. It's actually something, when we dive into the Mavericks later, it's actually something I feel really passionately about with the Mavericks, that I need them to take the regular season more seriously than they probably have in many, many years. But for the Stars, the thing I wanted to focus in on is the last three games in particular, because they were all home games, obviously all wins as well. Beat the Islanders, the Kraken, and the Sharks.
Okay.
You only gave up 2 goals total in those three home games.
Kevin, I'm sorry I misspoke. They've played 2 games. They're 1-1.
Okay.
My apologies.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. So, yes, I see 2-1-4 must win. From the 4-6, I'm pretty sure if they win tonight, they get a playoff spot, right?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Alec, let me ask you this, though.
Why the hell not?
If at the end of the season,
I'll look it up.
We fell one game short. One win short of getting into the position we wanted to in the playoffs or getting into the playoffs, wouldn't we have blamed it on the first game?
Yeah, you didn't get the Conn Smythe.
Or the second
that
game?
That is not a...
Or the third game or the fourth game. One of the games is going to get blamed, Kevin.
Why would it be the fifth game as opposed to like a game that
was a pivotal game
in the last
two
weeks?
Just like Alex said.
Rangers were 22-17 and winning the division. And then they went to Colorado and got swept. And it was against a bad team. And it was like, oh, so what? They'll still figure it out. They're the defending world champions.
So are you insinuating that if they lose this game, this will begin a downward spiral for the Stars?
Who knows? We don't know.
Thank
I agree
you,
with Alec. Alec, keep talking.
Thanks, Mike. Man, you know what? Joey's not here. We need a midday Stars enthusiast. So I think I'll take on those reins.
Yes.
It's a hard burden to carry, Kevin.
I like that.
You wouldn't know about it.
I am a Stars enthusiast. That is why I was going to give you the information about how important I thought these last three games were.
We, by the way, from the 817, Corey, Kevin, Mike, I think they included Alec too. Have a great show on the 82-0 show of record. So, yeah, Kevin, we'll listen.
Look.
With a side eye, but we'll listen.
That's fine. Okay, fine. I always say, don't ever do this. Don't ever make a bet where you get nothing in return. I'm going to break that trend for this.
Uh-oh.
Once the regular season is over, if the Stars go 82-0-0, I will work every show on this station for an entire week consecutively.
Well, they can't go 82-0-1. That wouldn't work. Okay. But I appreciate that.
82-0-0.
Last year, the Stars got 113 points.
They did. This would put them at 164 points, which would shatter all existing NHL records.
That would be amazing.
That is.
Hey, so, Stars, I hope y'all heard that, because now we got to show Kevin.
You need to get to at least to 91 points, according to last year's standings, to make the playoffs. So we're trying to get to 91 at least. Okay,
let's get there, and then we can talk about losing games.
Yeah, and you have to have the most points for the thing.
You guys have made a lot of really great points, so I'm going to start working with you.
What's really going to happen?
If you want the ice cream with the cherry on top seed, you have to have the most points.
What's going
to
really
suck? Because they're not called the number one seed or eight seed.
It's C1.
It's called like, oh, you made it, but you're the poop seed.
It's P1. It's not the poop seed.
You have to really look for that seed. The thing, though, is like tomorrow, let's say the Capitals do win. God forbid. You're going to walk in here dancing tomorrow, being like, see?
And we're voting for people in Capitals,
and
right?
Nobody's going to root for you, Kevin.
True.
Nobody's pulling for you in your moment.
Hey,
I'm reach for the Capitals or reach for the Stars?
Oh, my God. I really hope the Stars win tonight, but what I really wanted to hate you guys so much, it's 8 minutes into the show, for God's sake.
What's the longest winning streak to start a season in hockey? Do we know? I got you, buddy. I'll look it up.
It starts off at one. I know that.
I'm going to say 14.
All right. I'll look it up.
All right. But a big thing for the Stars. They gave up two.
Nine.
Two. Shut up.
That's my.
It's too early for this.
You're guessing 14. I'm guessing nine.
But why don't you make your guesses in a more time-sensitive manner?
My brain doesn't work as fast as yours.
Okay.
17.
You're good at math.
Oh, wow. Mike was closer.
See? I took my time. You didn't take your time. I thought about it.
Two teams. The Maple Leafs in 93-94, the Sabres in 06-07.
That was with Mark Messier.
Nobody's ever gotten 14, though.
That's the New York Rangers.
A lot of teams have started off with five wins, though, so we got a lot of work to do, Kevin.
Bobby Orr.
What? He was certainly retired by
then. Brett Orr. Sorry, his son.
What? That's not... All right.
I did play with a Pete Orr from
Bobby
Canada.
McFerrin?
No, that's the guy who said, don't worry, be happy.
You can do this.
Kevin. Great job, Mike.
You can, son of a bitch.
Yes! Son, we have that quote. Here's are you kidding
song
me?
I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note.
Shut up, Mike. Shut up. It's too early in the show for Bobby McFerrin.
As Kevin said, if you want really solid Stars talk, Spits and Suds is available. Go ahead, Kevin.
I want Mike to be on an episode of that. And I'll be like, good luck, guys.
You got this, man.
All right.
You got to pay me first.
Yes, I know. The Stars were the league's best road team last year. We all agree last year, especially in the regular season, was an amazing regular season. All right. The Stars had an amazing regular season. 26-10-5 on the road. In the playoffs, 6-3 on the road. They were a fantastic road team. However, at home, they had a nearly identical record. They were 26-11-4 at home, so almost exactly the same as their record on the road. And remember how I told you they went 6-3 on the road in the playoffs?
Yeah.
4-6 at home in the playoffs, and this is probably the most glaring statistic. They were 20th in the league in goals against per game at home. They gave up 3.02 goals per game.
That's wild. Why? I wonder why.
And that's,
it's not like they have a batter's eye that's confusing to Ottinger or anything, you know?
Yeah, and that was the really interesting thing about last year's team. That's why, in addition to just being 4-0, they won three straight home games. They only gave up two goals in those home games. So I know it's early, but you're clearly out to a far, far better start at home than you saw last year. And I think that's going to be a big deal for this team if you want to take the top seed in your division or the second or whatever you think is the most advantageous road ahead in the playoffs. To go along with that, the Stars have played 245 minutes of hockey thus far. How much time do you think they have trailed? The answer is not zero.
Two.
You should have given more time to that one.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when I mess it up.
They've trailed 14,
because you said 14 earlier.
20 minutes.
7 minutes and 39 seconds.
That's good.
So,
Cowboys wish they had a seven.
That is very true. Kick a field goal. Kick a field goal. But they have been in control of these games, and they have already shown an early home ice advantage. And those are huge deals. It probably won't surprise you to know that on the list of winners and losers for the first week of the season, the Stars are decidedly in the winner category.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, do you feel like when you go into the arena that they have a home ice advantage?
Yes, I do.
Because you feel like the fans in that arena are good.
When
we talk about fans in DFW, I might even put it in reverse when I say for like getting into a game, Stars, Mavs, I got to figure Cowboys, Rangers, as far as like how they attach themselves to the game.
I might put Cowboys last. I think the Stars do have the best home, let's say, surface advantage in among those four in the Metroplex. And it's just, the issue has always been, I think for some people, if you're like a season ticket holder, you're like, that's not an issue. You see a lot of the same faces. Like at Mavericks games, you see a lot of different faces, Rangers, Cowboys, different faces. You just don't get the same enthusiasm you see at the Stars games, but the Stars have always wanted to, like a lot of hockey teams, expand their fan base. But yeah, I absolutely believe that the Stars have the best
rabid group
home advantage here in the Metroplex. And it probably won't surprise you to know at the top of the Yahoo Hockey Power Rankings, Dallas Stars are indeed number one.
Yeah, look at those. Yankees.
Washington Capitals are 20, in case you're curious.
Stars are one, Capitals are 20?
Yes.
You can't lose to number 20. That's not like that would be, yeah, you can't do
you'll
that.
You'll power rank yourself out of one.
Yeah, we saw what happened to Texas. Texas didn't even lose.
Yeah.
And they got bumped down to two, and then the team that went to number one lost. So.
Yeah, Alabama. Alabama's number seven now.
From the 972, it took 13 segments of Mike being back to break Kevin. Gotta love it.
For 817.
I'm glad they counted how many segments it was.
Because I like Roger Staubach.
You said it's too early, but you're the one yelling, shaking my head. That's fair.
Yeah, I'm calm as a cucumber.
Are cucumbers calm? They're cool.
Have you ever seen them uncalm?
I've never seen them like wild, I've never seen them upset either.
Do you think cucumbers would stay calm if they knew they were being used as a sex emoji?
I'm sorry, what?
I thought that was eggplant.
That's an eggplant, sir.
Nobody uses a cucumber?
I don't.
Are you sending cucumbers to Jess?
I'm not even sure. I am not.
What does eggplant mean in those things? Because everybody, when they send them, I'm like, I love eggplants.
Well, now I don't want to answer that immediately to, that's your... that's your tackle box, your bait.
Wieners, baby.
There you go.
Thanks,
thank
Alec.
You.
Okay.
There you go.
Kevin, this is my favorite segment of the day far. And okay, we're just getting started.
I think we pucked around.
Yeah. And you found out.
Yeah.
Is it possible the Stars score more points than the Cowboys this season? I could absolutely see the Stars scoring nine or more goals in a game.
Oh, no, the Cowboys are going to find it at some point. We just got to be happy that we have the Stars rolling the way they are right now. I mean, that is the benefit of having four teams in your city. If you root for all four teams, you can just kind of transfer your love in some different ways.
I think that the Stars honestly have a chance to get more points per win, which is just two, correct? than the Cowboys do at the end of the year on rushing yards, like... per attempt.
That might be valid, actually, the way it's going.
So that prediction would be the Cowboys will not get above 2 yards per carry for this season.
I'm not sure if they will.